The Institute for Women in Politics of Northwest Florida was created in 2013 with the express purpose of getting more women serving in elected office across the region, including Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties. Diane Mack is one of the founders and was the organization's first president.
We have gone from our original 7 founding members to now actually 71 members. And we're so excited by this growth. A lot of that membership growth has really happened in the last calendar year.
Mack, who now serves as secretary, says she's encouraged that more younger women are getting involved. The Institute has been officially tracking the numbers since 2014, finding that there were more women on the ballot then than in 2016. And while the organization's membership is up, Mack says they really haven't moved the needle much locally in terms of getting more women in office.
You know, we've seen better days on some of these elected bodies. When I served on City Council in 2009-2010, there were 4 women council members. We're down to 2. There were once women on the Escambia County Commission at 1.2, Janice Gillian Marie Young, by appointment by the governor, and now we have no women. Escambia County isn't doing very well, and neither is Santa Rosa County in terms of elected positions.
In Escambia, there's a better balance of female representation on the school board and ECUA. Overall, women hold about a third of the elected offices in Escambia. The rate is about 23% in Santa Rosa and only slightly higher in Okaloosa. On a state level, there have been very few women from the region to serve in the Florida legislature, namely Virginia Bass, Dee Dee Ritchie, Lois Benson, and Holly Benson. A couple more could be added to that shortlist in 2018.
Right now, we have 2 pre-filed candidates who are Institute members who are running for Clay Ingram's District 1 seat. Frank White's District 2 seat is an open seat, and she hasn't pre-filed, and she's probably not going to for several months, but we know there's going to be a woman who runs for that. Imagine that in a position that, through the history of the Florida House of Representatives, we've only had 4 women from Northwest Florida, all from Escambia County. We could wind up with 2 women elected representatives.
One of them could be Republican Rebecca Bidlack or Democrat Vicki Garrett, who are both seeking that District 1 seat, which is opening up due to term limits for Ingram. Mack hopes many other women will throw their hat in the ring for seats at every level, and the climate could be right for it. She notes research from the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University and numerous news articles suggesting the rapidly growing Me Too movement could be the spark to make 2018 the year of the woman in U.S. politics.
This sexual harassment is all an exercise in power. And if you look at it, it's we women have the power to overcome this. And the next natural step is taking on some political power. And, you know, I know that that's kind of a squishy thing to talk about because, it's not quantifiable, but it's looking at the trends and looking at how it feels. And particularly on the Democratic side, Democratic women are ready to jump in for many positions. And you know, a lot of theirs is, of course, anti-Trump. But, you know, that's what's happening.
Much has been written about the intensification of the nation's political divide during the Trump presidency. Mack acknowledges that dealing with partisanship sometimes can be a bit tricky, but to be a part of the Institute for Women in Politics, she says party affiliation and ideology have to be left at the door.
We do not advocate for anything other than promoting the civic and political leadership of women. Whatever their issues, whatever they support, we don't get into that. We avoid that entirely.
For those who agree to those terms, the organization provides a number of resources. For example, the board holds monthly networking events called Key Connections.
We also have prominent speakers who provide 20, 30 minutes of educational program, but also are there to connect with them. For instance, some months ago, we had a representative from the governor's office come and tell our members and their guests what positions are available that the governor appoints, and how you go about applying.
Activities in the coming months will include a public speaking workshop in January. In February, there will be a Key Connections event focused on how to get local government appointments. And in March, there will be a political fundraising workshop. And Mac, a former Pensacola City Councilwoman and mayoral candidate, says she's ready to mentor any woman seeking to get their own political career off the ground.
Because we tend to doubt ourselves. And so I want to tell, of course you can do that. This is what you need to know when, cry on my shoulder, whatever you need, I'm there for you, whenever.
Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.